the US dietary guidelines, the Australian dietary guidelines, the English dietary guidelines, as far as carbohydrate consumption are concerned, are absolutely disgusting, absolutely bogus, absolutely insanely high amounts of carbohydrates that they are recommending that we eat. And my opinion is that is extremely dangerous. Now, in today's episode of the Meat Medic podcast, I am talking about the UK, US, and Australian dietary guidelines specifically for carbohydrate consumption. Now, eagle-eyed viewers on YouTube are going to notice I'm actually doing a standing-up video today. I got a bit tired of sitting down. Hopefully, the background's not too distracting. So I recently made a video talking about the carnivore diet and that I believe the carnivore diet, strict carnivore diet, may not be the best thing for some people. And in fact, a lot of issues as a doctor I've seen on the carnivore diet. Now, I don't really want to go over that today, but understandably, there's been a little bit of a backlash, and I was expecting that. Actually, there's been less than I was expecting. Of course, I'm getting quite a lot of questions about sugar consumption and carbohydrate consumption. So I wanted to do this episode. I'm going to do further episodes explaining what I'm talking about there, but I've wanted to do this episode for a while, talking about the US, UK, and Australian dietary guidelines for carbohydrate consumption. Now, basically, these guidelines are disgusting. That is the only way to put it. They are absolutely disgusting how much carbohydrates they are recommending, not just these are okay, but recommending people to actually consume. We are talking levels way beyond anything that you might imagine, and way beyond like even Paul Saladino's animal-based diet, which I'm going to do another video, an episode coming soon on my experience on the animal-based diet. So I want to make this very, very clear. I am not advocating for this level of carbohydrate consumption. I want to make that very, very clear. What I'm advocating for is maybe 10 to 15 grams a day, not kilograms or anything else, 10 to 15 grams of carbohydrates a day with maybe an occasional carb refeed, but we'll come later to that. So what am I talking about today? Well, we're talking about the Australian dietary guidelines, we're talking about the UK guidelines, and we're talking about the American dietary guidelines today. But basically, yeah, they're all three pretty much exactly the same. They recommend between about 45 to 65% of energy comes from carbohydrates. Now, they talk about sugar and carbohydrates differently, but really, realistically, as we all know, carbohydrates are basically sugar. Sugar is basically carbohydrates. Now, there's a few nuances there, but realistically, for most people, we're pretty much talking about the same thing. 65% is the maximum that they recommend. Now, this again is not just, oh, this is okay, or that this is in exceptional circumstances. This is the recommendation to be healthy. This is what they say is actually healthy, which is absolutely insane. Now, I'm not really going to go through all of these documents because they're hundreds of pages long, but you guys can have a look it up. I'll put the page numbers that you guys can actually look up these references. So I want to do some basic maths, or if you're American, math. So the average male, let's say, even female really, is recommended to consume, average adult male is recommended to consume around about 2,500 roughly calories per day. Now we know calories are basically garbage. They are a unit of, they're not a unit of food. They're not really a unit of energy. They are a theoretical term, you know, used for measuring the amount of heat it takes to raise a liter of water by 1 degree, I think it is. We're not talking about that today, but we're just using it as a rough example. Okay, calories, it's recommended that women on average eat about 2,000, maybe 2,400, 2,500. Average woman, average male, 2,200 to about 3,000. Now you put those two together, approximately, we're talking about 2,500 roughly calories per day. Now, let's do the maths at 65%. So 65%, let's make it even, and we'll call it 2/3, 66%. I will call it 2,400 calories, okay? We'll go down a little bit on those averages. We'll do easy sums. 2,400 calories times 66%, 2/3, unless my maths is wrong, I've used a calculator, it's 1600 calories. 2 times 800, 3 times 800, of course, being 2400 calories. So we've got 1600 calories, approximately, give or take, is the recommendation for most adults, US, UK, and Australia. The rest of the world is pretty much the same in terms of their guidelines. So 1600 calories coming from carbohydrates. 1600 calories, if we divide that by four, because it's approximately give or take a few decimal points here and there, on average, 4 calories per gram for carbohydrates. So 4 calories per gram, 1600 calories, that's 400 grams of carbohydrates that we are recommended to eat. Now, okay, up to 400 grams. But even if we do the 45%, let's just call that 50%. Again, we'll make the numbers easy. That's what, 2,400, that's 1,200 calories. That's still, divide that by four, that's still 300 grams of sugar. The recommended between 300 grams of carbohydrates, AKA sugar, to 400 grams of carbohydrates per day is what we are recommended to be consuming. What I wanted to do, and I apologize for people listening on the podcast, they're probably not going to get an idea of this, but I'll put it all in the episode description. You guys can have a look at it. I'll be talking about what I'm doing as well. I wanted to make an episode showing how much sugar that really is. How much sugar we are recommended to actually eat that's supposedly good for us. Now, again, I want to make it very, very clear. I am not advocating for this much sugar. No, no, I'm advocating for like 10 to 15 grams of sugar a day in the form of natural sugar, carbohydrates like fruit, dairy, milk, yogurt, maybe a bit of honey. We're not talking cakes and pasta and all that kind of stuff. No, no, this is what the recommendations are, not my recommendation. This is government guidelines. So what does this 400 grams of sugar actually look like? And bearing in mind, if you're consuming 3,500 calories a day, for example, it's going to be even higher. So let's have a look. What is 400 grams of carbohydrates? Well, I actually have a selection of things down here. You can't see it, they're off camera at the moment. My kids were going crazy, like, why are you getting all this food out for the podcast? They were so confused, they had no idea what was going on. So let's have a look. 400 grams of carbohydrates. That is more than this entire tub of yogurt, depending on where you are in the world. So this is the Gippsland Dairy, which is very nice, by the way. This is a 2 kilo tub, okay. 16.5 grams per 100 grams. So you have to eat about 2.5 kilos, it's about 2.4 kilos, of yogurt, which is actually more sugary than standard yogurt anyway, because it's very creamy, it's very sugary. 2.5 kilos of yogurt a day to meet that 400 grams of sugar. Now, again, I'm not suggesting you do this. No, no, God, no. But this is what the government recommendations are. Do we really think we're designed to eat the equivalent of 2.5 kilos of yogurt a day? 400 grams is also pretty much equivalent to 0.5 kilo of honey. Now, this is actually a kilo, I think, of honey. I weighed it earlier, it's just under a kilo. It doesn't say anywhere on it, interestingly, but it is a kilo. So half of this tub of honey is what we're recommended by the government, governments, I should say, Australia, UK, and America. We're recommended to eat half of that a day. 400 grams of sugar is this. Now, I've got to make sure I don't spill this all over all of my equipment, is icing sugar. Okay, this is 99.6, I read the back of the packet, percent sugar. That is 400 grams. This is an entire bowl full of sugar. That's a decent bowl as well. This is not a small bowl. This is a decent bowl of sugar. Now try and show the camera without spilling it everywhere. You can probably see that is quite a chunk. That is quite a chunk of sugar. That is what we are recommended is healthy for us to consume every day. Okay, what else does 400 grams of sugar look like? Well, this is risotto. Now, I don't really eat risotto anymore. This is probably should be thrown in the bin, actually. It's about 2 years old. Probably shouldn't ever eat this. I should throw it away after this episode. But this, you can hear, is risotto. This is about 600 grams of risotto. Risotto is approximately 66% carbohydrate, so 66 grams in 100. Now, 600 grams of risotto, that's going to obviously swell up when you add water and so on, but that's quite a bit of risotto, but probably people could get through that. I could probably get through that in one meal, to be honest, or maybe a couple of meals. What about if we say carrots? Well, I have some carrots here because we do eat the occasional carrot in our house, but I don't actually have enough carrots here. Carrots are approximately, I think it's about seven. Let me just double check my notes here. I think it's about 7 grams per 100 grams, which works out approximately 4 kilograms of carrots. Do we really think that we are designed to eat 4 kilograms of carrots a day equivalent? Do we really think that's healthy? Now, look, despite what you think about plant toxins and carrots, and incidentally, carrots are actually pretty low in the plant toxins on the whole, very low in, well, moderately low in oxalates. If you're having one or two a day, it's really not a big deal. But do we really think we're designed to eat 4 kilos equivalent of carrots a day? Probably not. Now, the last one I want to show you guys is fruit, because fruit gets, in my opinion, a bit of a bad reputation. It's seen as extremely high sugar content. But how does it actually equate to the guidelines? Now, again, I'm not really going to talk that much about how much fruit to eat and all the rest of it. But again, bearing in mind, I'm advocating for maybe 10 to 15 grams a day. People like Paul Saladino, obviously advocating a lot more into the maybe 2 to 50 to 300. He's actually pretty close to these dietary guidelines, which is actually, I think, a big failing of the animal waste diet. But let me show you what 400 grams of fruit actually looks like. Let me move these things out of the way. Okay, try not to spill this everywhere. This entire fruit bowl, sorry, this is actually quite heavy, is 400 grams of carbohydrates. So what do we have in this bowl? Now, I would actually ideally be showing you the bowl when I do this, but it's a bit heavy to pick up and I wanted to stand for this one. So how many plums have we got? We've got 2 plums, we've got 4 plums. We have 3 bananas, 5 bananas. How many more bananas do we have? I'm gonna spill things everywhere doing this. So we have 5 bananas, we have 10 bananas, okay, plus the 4 plums. Okay, let me put these to the side. We've got 2 lemons, okay, plus the 10 bananas, plus the 4 plums. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, can't carry them all, 5, 6, and actually a 7th apple, okay, as well as the 2 lemons, 4 plums, and 10 bananas. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kiwis. I'm dropping them everywhere, which are actually a bit high in the oxalates. I don't eat that many kiwis, as well as the 7 apples, 4 plums, 2 lemons, 10 bananas. And we also have an orange. Oh, and we also have a mango as well as, so total count for about 400 grams of carbohydrates, approximately, fruit is about 10%. We have about 4 kilos of fruit for that recommendation of 400 grams. So 1 mango, 1 orange, 2 lemons, 7 kiwis, 4 plums, 10 bananas, and 7 apples to get that 400 grams of sugar equivalent to what the government says we should eat. Now, I could have paraded out all sorts of other things, but I actually don't have that much in my house because we didn't eat pasta and bread and, you know, things like that anymore. Now, look, a lot of things that I learned on carnivore are staying with me. Just because I'm eating a tiny bit of carbs here now doesn't mean I haven't still followed a lot of those principles. So 400 grams of sugar, do we really think that we are designed as human beings to eat 400 grams of sugar. I'm just going to get this fruit bowl again and try and stack it all up so it doesn't fall everywhere to show you again. Do we really think we are designed to eat this much sugar every day? This much. That is a pretty damn full bowl of fruit, literally overflowing. Do we really think we're designed to eat that much sugar every day? That much sugar is going to be healthy for us? That almost half a kilo of sugar is going to be healthy? That, you know, 2.5 kilograms of yogurt a day is going to be healthy for us? That 500 grams of honey is going to be healthy for us? But maybe if you pull Saladino, you might think that, but I think he's probably wrong. Realistically, no, it's never going to be healthy to eat that much sugar. That is absolutely ridiculous. Now, look, probably nobody ever got actually diabetic from eating fruit, but realistically, look, that is an insane amount of sugar that the government guidelines are recommending that we eat. Realistically, what I'm recommending people eat is about 10 to 15 grams a day of sugar in the form of natural fruits like, you know, bananas, melons, watermelons, this kind of thing. Ideally, low insulin, low GI foods. Fruit is a little bit up there, of course, but it's not terrible. What does that look like? Well, basically, it's pretty much like what? Like one banana. It's like maybe a couple of apples. I worked with that earlier, it's two plums. It's about 300 mils of milk, roughly on the whole, about 100 grams of yogurt, maybe not all of it together, but individually 10, 15 grams of sugar is about 100 grams of yogurt or 300 mils of milk or a couple of plums or, excuse the euphemisms, maybe a couple of apples or maybe like 1.5 bananas. Like, it's not actually that much. If you are very athletic, for example, you might need more. You're a tradie, we had a few tradies on this show before, you know, they might benefit from some more electrolytes and so on, and sugar can help them to maintain those. This was a question that I will be addressing in a later video, later episode, but yeah, basically, when you eat a little bit of sugar, about that 10 to 15 grams, you spike your insulin, very tiny amount, and I'm going to do a follow-up episode on this, talking about how to limit how much your insulin goes up, or control it rather, when you eat carbohydrates. Not that I'm advocating for large amounts. Again, insulin goes up, aldosterone goes up with it. Aldosterone acts on the kidneys to tell the kidneys essentially to maintain and hold onto sodium, which is the main electrolyte that a lot of people on carnivore are struggling with. And they're spending sometimes hundreds of dollars every month on electrolyte supplements that they actually just wouldn't need if they just ate that tiniest little bit of sugar. Now, again, I said I'm going to do further episodes on this explaining my rationale, but I guess I've talked about it now, so I'll just drop it in there. The reason I've picked that 10 to 15 grams of sugar is A, I've seen it work repeatedly, myself and with patients, and B, that is the natural amount that you would get every day if you were eating a carnivore diet in the wild. If you went out and ate freshly killed meat, you go out hunting, bow and arrow, whatever it is, and we've had people like Rory talking about bow hunting on the show before. You go out and make a fresh kill and you eat that, you're going to get about 10 to 15 grams of sugar a day, approximately, from about 500 to 1 kilogram to 1 kilo of meat. It will vary slightly, of course. You're going to get about 10 to 15 grams of sugar from that meat alone in the form of muscle glycogen. And this is what we're lacking on a carnivore diet, because the food that we're getting from the butchers is like maybe 1 gram, like a couple of grams at most every single day. Unless you're pounding like 35 eggs or something, like, you're not going to get that much sugar. You're just not going to get that 10 to 15 grams. And that's what I'm advocating for. I'm not talking about Paul Saladino's 400-500 grams a day. No, I'm not talking about these US dietary guidelines, American, Australian, English dietary guidelines of 400, 500, 600 grams of carbohydrates a day. If you're on 3,500 calories, which probably some people out there are, You know, the recommendation is like 650 something grams of sugar a day. It is absolutely mind-blowing how much sugar we are recommended to eat from the government. I am not talking about that. I'm talking about 10 to 15 grams, which is replacing what you would normally be getting from meat if you were eating it in the wild. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Meat Medic podcast. I apologize, people on the podcast couldn't see what I was talking about with the visual cues here, but suffice to say, the US dietary guidelines, the Australian dietary guidelines, the English dietary guidelines, as far as carbohydrate consumption are concerned, are absolutely disgusting, absolutely bogus, absolutely insanely high amounts of carbohydrates that they are recommending that we eat. And my opinion is that is extremely dangerous. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you in the next episode.